This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello, I'm Kate Collin and this is 6 Minute English. Today I'm here with Jackie and we're talking about people who work too much.
Hi, Kate. Yes, most of us spend the majority of our lives at work and our working patterns can vary widely. Some people clock watch all day, waiting for the moment when they can leave and go home, while others voluntarily do unpaid overtime, spending many evenings and weekends at work. They find it difficult to stop and can't help thinking about work, even when they're supposed to be relaxing at home. It's similar to an addiction and is sometimes called workaholism.
So what about you, Jackie? Do you think you're in danger of becoming a workaholic?
No, I think that's very unlikely. I like my social life too much.
Well, glad to hear it. But before we go any further, here's my question for this week. In the UK, how many hours are in the standard working week? Is it A, 20, B, 40 or C, 60?
Well, I'd love to say 20, but I think it's actually 40.
All right, we'll check your answer later on. We'd all like to have the right work-life balance. Can you tell me what this means?
Well, a work-life balance means to get the right combination of working and enjoying our personal life and spending time with friends and relaxing, playing sport and things. Technology plays a big part in disrupting many people's work-life balance, I think, because when we have mobile phones and laptops, we're able to work all the time, wherever we are.
Well, now we're going to hear from a former workaholic who worked as a lawyer in the City of London and had no work-life balance. How many hours would he sometimes be required to work a day, and what were the effects of doing this?
You may have a 2 or 3 month period where you're working, I don't know, 18 to 20 hours a day. You spend all of your conscious hours in the office. One is physically tired, as in you're not getting enough sleep. Generally, in those periods, eating becomes a secondary issue as well.
He said that sometimes he would be required to work up to 20 hours a day. Unsurprisingly, his symptoms were tiredness and the physical effects which come with not eating properly. As he said, eating becomes a secondary issue. This means that it becomes less important than something else.
Now listen to what else he has to say. He uses the expression, the norm. This means that something is normal, and we often use it to describe standard behaviour. What does he say is the norm?
In that environment, the vast majority of your colleagues are working as hard as you, so you're just used to operating in that type of culture. It's seen as the norm. You start thinking that late hours or having to work a weekend is standard practice, to be expected, nothing special. Most large city institutions, I think, expect burnout.
He said that as most of his colleagues were working as hard as he was, he started to think that working in the evenings and at weekends were the norm and to be expected. Doing that was nothing special.
He also uses the term burnout. What does this mean?
To burn out is a term we use to describe the experience of long-term physical and emotional exhaustion. And it's usually work-related. People in certain professions are apparently more likely to experience burnout, such as lawyers or city workers, as well as soldiers and emergency service workers.
Well, in this final clip, he mentions the emotional problems that come from overwork. What does he say they are?
One, frustration, that you literally do spend your entire life working. Two, anxiety. When you're that busy, it's very hard to switch off. And three, terrible feelings about where your life is going and whether there's more to life than this.
He said the emotional burdens are frustration when you worry you're spending all your life working. And anxiety, when it's hard to switch off and relax. And terrible feelings of wondering if there's more to life than that.
So it seems there are a lot of physical and emotional problems that come from working too hard. Now we're going to hear from a psychologist called Oliver James. You'll hear the word productivity. This means the level of output that you can achieve within a certain time. For example, if you're a productive person, you manage to do a lot. He's going to talk about why there are good reasons why we should stop people from working too hard. What are they?
Workaholism definitely doesn't make for higher productivity, and many studies have shown that. All that happens is that people spend an awful lot of time working ineffectually. So they get very tired, people become less creative, and they become more obsessional, more bogged down.
He said that workaholism doesn't actually make for higher productivity. He said that all that happens is that people spend a lot of time working ineffectually, so they get very tired, less creative, and they become obsessional, more bogged down.
And when are people most productive?
The most productive work is done when people don't work long hours, when they have holidays, and when they take weekends and have evenings.
He said the most productive work is done when people don't work long hours, when they have holidays, take weekends, and enjoy evenings.
So there we have it. It seems that working long hours really isn't worth it at all. We're all much better off taking holidays, weekends, enjoying ourselves in the evenings, and having a good work-life balance. So let's have a look at some of the vocabulary we've come across.
We had workaholism,
work-life balance,
a secondary issue,
the norm,
to burn out,
and productivity. So finally, to the question I asked you earlier, how many hours are in the standard working week?
I said 40.
And you were correct. 40 hours evens out at 8 hours a day, leaving us plenty of time to enjoy our evenings and weekends. But that's all we have time for. Until next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.